Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraye. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, Text Number 25. Correct? Okay, good. Sa Tatra Nirbhukta Samasta Sangha Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Atmanubhutya Vidhuta Trilingaha Atmanubhutya Vibhuta Trilingaha Pare Male Brahmani Vasudeve Pare Male Brahmani Vasudeve Lebhe Gating Bhagavatim Pratitaha Lebe Gatim Bhagavatim Pratitaha Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Atmanubhutya Vidhuta Trilinga Pare male Brahmani Vasudeve Lebhe Gatim Bhagavatim Pratitaha Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Atmanubhutya Vidhuta Trilinga Atmanubhutya Vidhuta Trilinga Pare Male Brahmani Vasudeve Lebe Gatim Bhagavatim Pratitaha Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Atmanubhutya Vidhuta Trilingaha Paremale Brahmani Vasudeve Lebe Gatim Bhagavatim Vaishnavis Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Atmanubhutya Vidhuta Trilinga Paremale Brahmani Vasudeve Lebe gatim bhagavatim pratita. Satatra nirbukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya viduta chalingaha. Pare male brahmani vasudeve. Lebe gatim bhagavatim saha maharaj yayati. Tatra, upon doing this, what's he doing? Giving up sense gratification. He just decided, made up his mind, and he's renouncing the world, going back to Godhead. Tatra, upon doing this, Nimukta was immediately liberated from Samasta Sangaha, all contamination. Atma Anubhutya, simply by understanding his constitutional position. Vidhuta was cleansed of Trilingaha, the contamination caused by the three modes of material nature. Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, and Tamoguna. Pare, unto the transcendence. Amale, without material contact. Brahmani, the Supreme Lord. Vasudeve, Vasudeva, Krishna, the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, Lepe, achieved, Gatim, the destination, Bhagavatim, as an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pratitaha, famous. Translation. Because King Yayati completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, he was freed from all contamination of the material modes of nature. Because of his self-realization, he was able to fix his mind upon the transcendence, Parabrahman, Vasudeva, and thus he ultimately achieved the position of an associate of the Lord. Would you like to repeat? Okay. Because King Yayati completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, he was freed from all contamination of the material modes of nature. Because of his self-realization, he was able to fix his mind upon the transcendence, Parabrahman, Vasudeva, and thus he ultimately achieved the position of an associate of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word viduta, meaning cleansed, is very significant. Everyone in this material world is contaminated. Karanam guna sangosya. Because we are in a material condition, we are contaminated either by sattva-guna, by rajoguna, or by tamoguna. Even if one becomes a qualified brahmana in the mode of goodness, sattva-guna, he is still materially contaminated. One must come to the platform of shuddha-sattva, transcending the sattva-guna. Then one is viduta-trilinga, cleansed of the contamination caused by the three modes of material nature. This is possible by the mercy of Krishna. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Trityantaksto Hipadrani Fitunoti Suhritsatam. Shri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. A person trying to be perfectly Krishna conscious by hearing the words of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita certainly has all the dirty things cleansed from the core of his heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord washes away the dirty things accumulated in the core of the heart. As soon as one is freed from all the dirt of material contamination, as Maharaj Yati was, one's original position as an associate of the Lord is revealed. This is called Swarup Siddhi, or personal perfection. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Nena Putale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Pravede Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchirananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virabhava Bhomestam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Mananamohano Divyavrindaranya Kalpadramadha Srimadratnangana Singhasanasto Srimadradha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtali Bhi Sevyamanu Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambi Vamshivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyai Keshavasticha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srajamyaham Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharmasam Stapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Vadyajivam Namaskuru Mami Vaishas Yukvivam Atmanam Aparayanaha Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Ang Tong Sarva Papebhyo Mukshayishami Masujaha Shushusho Sharadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevana Shrinvatam Swakata Krishta Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hibadrani Vitunoti Suritsatam Nashta Praeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtirki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamaloba Dayashaye Chaitaiter Anavidam Stitam Sattve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidite Hridaya Granthish Chijante Sarva Samshaya Shiyante Chasya Karmani Drishtai Vatmanishware Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Satatra Nirmukta Samasta Sangha Atmanubhutya Viduta Trilingaha Parema Le Brahmani Vasudeve Lebe Gatim Bhagavatim Pratitaha. Because King Yayati completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudeva, he was freed from all contamination of the material modes of nature. Because of his self-realization, he was able to fix his mind upon the transcendence Parabrahman Vasudeva, and thus he ultimately achieved the position of an associate of the Lord. Hearing about surrender, sometimes called sweet surrender, is enlivening to those who are on the path of self-realization, because ultimately, as we heard this morning in Savas's reading from the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said in his purport that devotional service is completely dependent on one's voluntary acceptance of the process, which is the crux of the issue, because Krishna has given us free will. And with that free will, we can make up our mind and decide to surrender to him. And therefore, he gives us these requests or demands or orders, admonitions. In the Bhagavad Gita, for instance, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityaja mame kam sharanam braja ahang tong sarva papebhyo mokshay shami masujaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not worry, do not fear, do not hesitate. Masujaha. And once on a morning walk, when a man was speaking to Prabhupada about the process of surrender, he began to say that one needed qualification to surrender. And Prabhupada interrupted him and said that actually it's just like if you're a poor person and a rich person comes to you with a big bag of money and offers it to you. And now you have two choices. You can take it or leave it. You take it or not take it. And if you take it, you become fortunate. You immediately become wealthy because you've been offered. And in this way, Krishna extends himself, saying, Just surrender to me, I'll deliver you from all sinful reactions. He's never inattentive, and he's always available, as Gajendra in his prayers to the Lord said, you're never alash. You're never are you lazy about delivering the living entities from the material world. So that makes me think there must be something on my side that's lacking. And the scriptures encourage us to take this path of surrender, because the impetus in the material world is to stay asleep. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up. And by that call of the Lord, coming through the various scriptures and through his own lotus mouth and from his representatives, someone who hears it can actually wake up. Therefore, it's said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, Maya Mugda Jivar Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. It's not automatic that someone will wake up to the great fortune that's available, which is to surrender to Krishna. But if that person is given information from beyond the closed system of this material world, there's a closed system here. Within, as is mentioned in the purport, one is bound by the three modes of material nature, and the quality of one's knowledge and one's perspective is limited by the conditioning, by those three modes of material nature. And therefore, one acts as if being controlled by some kind of machine. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Forced by material nature. But when one gets information from beyond the system of the three modes of material nature, transcendental knowledge, as is being mentioned here, then one becomes aware of one's involvement in the three modes of material nature. Tatvavittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagayo guna guneshu vartanta iti matva nasajite. And one can make a decision about it. So this process of self-realization is mentioned here in the purport. In fact, in the verse itself, the word for self-realization is called atma anubhutya, simply by understanding his constitutional position. And what is that constitutional position? Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita in detail, especially, well, throughout the Gita, but an especially helpful section for that is at the end of the third chapter of the Gita, where he describes a hierarchy. The senses are the lowest. Indriyani priyanyahur indriyibhya paramaraha manasastu parabhutir yo bhute paratastu saha. Lowest of all are the senses. Above the senses is the mind. Above the mind is the, and above the intelligence is the soul. And one can conquer the lower self by this higher self. Evam buddhi param buddhva samstab yatmanamatmana jahi shatru mahabaho kamarupa durasadam. One can, from the position of the higher self, being fortified in knowledge of that one is higher than the senses, the mind, and the intelligence, one can then stand up and do what is right. And someone may claim that I can't do it, but the scriptures say otherwise, which is reassuring, because sometimes it feels like it's impossible to overcome the influence of three modes of material nature. In fact, in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Devahuti says to her exalted son, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Kapila, it seems impossible to overcome the influence of the mind and the senses, for I've been conditioned like this since a time immemorial, and it really does seem like I am my mind, and it does seem like my senses are impossible to control. And Lord Kapiladeva says what? What is the remedy? What? Want to take a guess? He says hearing He says hearing over a long period of time. If one hears for a long period of time, then one can gradually, as Lord Kapiladev describes, dissolve the subtle material body, just as when you eat food, the food becomes digested. Similarly, when you hear transcendental sound vibration, then the subtle material body becomes dissolved, and one becomes situated in Vishuddha Sattva, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, which the Bhagavatam says is the position from which one can actually become aware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's always there. He's always present at every moment. In fact, he's the closest one to us. Tadejati tadnaijati tadure tadvantike tadantarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasya sibayataha. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he's very near as well. He's within everything, and yet he's outside of everything at the same time. And by the process of self-realization, hearing about Sambandha Gyan, one's constitutional position as being higher than the senses, the mind, and the intelligence, and also realizing one's constitutional position, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Krishna Das, e Bishwas, Korlaito, or Tukonai, that if you come to this position of understanding and then admitting that I am the servant of Krishna, then what happens? What is the result? Jeev Krishna Das, e Bishwas, if you have this faith that I'm the servant of Krishna, Torleto, Korlaito, or Tukonai, what's the result? So if you just say, I'm the servant of Krishna, then all your suffering is finished. No more suffering. So this position of self-realization, coming to the understanding that I'm not the body, I'm higher than the mind, the senses, even the intelligence, and then I'm a servant of Krishna, and acting in that capacity makes one a liberated soul. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikila apyabastasu jivan muktasu uchite. Even while in this body, in this world, if one has this conception, I'm the servant of Krishna, I'm not this body, one can go on performing all kinds of activities but is no longer connected with them in any way. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tatvidvit pashyan shrinvan spishan jigran ashnan gachan supan shosan pralapan vishrinan grinan unmishan nimishan napi indriyan indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. He describes the person who is in this transcendental consciousness, self-realization, naiva kinchit karomiti, never for a minute does he think I'm doing anything. He sees that although the senses are engaged, the mind's engaged in doing all kinds of activities, he is aloof. He's not connected with those senses that are moving. It's just like a dishwasher. Anybody have one at home? I know. I never had one for a long time either. I used to be the dishwasher myself. Then we got a dishwasher. Makes life a lot easier. It's a lot of places to put things now. You put everything in, put a little soap and then close it, and then you push the button. And if you stand there and listen, it goes through all the cycles. And there's a wash cycle, and then I don't know whatever kind of cycles. It's pretty fancy, though. And similarly, the body goes through all these different cycles. And we can observe them, that we're not really involved in them. No one's involved in the process of digestion. Even the process of invoking intelligence comes from another platform. And a self-realized person becomes aware of the fact that at every moment I'm simply a servant and I'm within this material robot and everything's being done automatically. So my point that I started with is that it's a voluntary process and that the Shastra says it's altogether possible to come to this position, and it encourages us. That the Vedanta Sutra says, you are an agent for change. And then the proof given by Vyasadeva in the Vedanta Sutra is, there are shastras.
there are Shastra conjunctions that say, become self-realized. And who are they speaking to? Who are those injunctions meant for? They're meant for the soul. They're speaking to us. And that, by that logic, Vyasadeva says, that means you can attain it. If it's telling you to do it, that means that all possibility is there for you to attain that, because they're speaking to you, saying, come to this position. So we see in the case of Maharaj Yayati that he became self-realized and detached himself. There's much made of his involvement in the material world and relationships with his wife and extramarital relationship he had, and all kinds of entanglement comes from these things. But then he came to the end of it, and he distinguished between a life of self-realization and a life of entanglement. And so it's incumbent upon those who are in the process of self-realization to constantly make this distinction. Earlier in the chapter, I believe there's a famous verse which says, be careful. Be careful how you associate in this world, because it's easy to become entangled, even if you're Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvam Sam Apikarshati. Even if you're a very learned person, the senses are so strong that they can again victimize you. You can become victimized by the senses, so be careful. And don't become overly attracted to the main source of entanglement in the material world, which is attraction to the opposite sex. Pumsa Striya Maitani Bhava Mitam Ito Mito Hridaya Grantamahu Ato Griyakshetra Sutapta Vitar Janasya Moho Yamahamba Meti. Shastra says the main source of attraction between male and female in this material world leads to a hard knot in the heart and an entanglement and unnecessary labor in the material world. So be careful. One of the regulative principles is to be careful, to not become victimized by the senses. So we'll take a few reflections. Whatever you've heard from the purport of what we've said so far, not questions to start with, but reflections. Anything that you heard that we'd like to reflect back. Do you have a microphone? Unless it's Jutta Karma, you can ask a question, because I saw you had your hand up. Oh, all right.
Unless anybody has any reflections to offer first, but
we'll mix them all in.
You were mentioning some statements from the Vedanta Sutra. You are an agent of change, and you mentioned about hearing. I know that one, anavrti shabdat, but is there a specific sutra from the Vedanta Sutra in the Sanskrit that says you are an agent of change, or was that like a deduction?
Yeah. In fact, there's around seven of them in a row, and the commentary is quite precise about, you know, what they mean. And I don't have them in my head. I haven't memorized those, although I do have that section marked in my copy of Vedanta Sutra, which I can show to you later. But I really liked reading that section, because it's sort of the ultimate self-help, that take full responsibility and that you have the capability of coming out of darkness because the Shastra is telling you to and speaking to you. But I can show you that section. So other things that you heard, one thing that you heard that stuck in your mind, that's a reflection. Yeah. We need the microphone quick. Faster, please.
I like how you gave the example of the dishwasher.
Right to your mouth.
I like how you gave the example of the dishwasher, that you just press the button and it automatically goes through the cycles. So similarly, the material body automatically goes through the cycles. And we're like aloof from it.
Yeah. In fact, I read something from the Ayurveda about how all the cycles of the body move according to the rhythms of the earth. And there are different times of the night during which various organs of the body become purified while one's sleeping and so forth. That's why you're supposed to be, according to Ayurveda, sound asleep by 10 o'clock at night so that your body can go through all the different cycles and so forth. But it's very much mechanical. Archita Prabhu. We guarantee you'll get the microphone within 5 seconds or less or your money back.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the enlivening chanting to begin class. That's always purifying. Someone may say that this seems a little bit, it doesn't mesh. On the one hand, you're saying take charge. You're above the intelligence, you're above the mind, you're above the body, take charge, desire problem. On the other hand, it seems like you're saying just sit back and watch what's going on, like the washing machine. Push the button and whatever happens. And some so-called spiritualists have this idea, like the monks who go begging with a bowl, and whatever they put in the bowl, they eat. If they put meat, they eat it. If they put rice, they eat it. They say, you know, whatever people put in our bowls, we eat. They've given up their discrimination. Of course, you can defeat them easily. You say, if they put stool in your bowl, will you eat it? But your presentation seems a little bit not so clear on that point. It seems on the one hand, take charge. You know, you're above everything. Take charge. On the other hand, it seems like just whatever happens, just watch it go by and, you know. So if you can
comment. I wasn't meaning to say that one becomes passive in watching the senses go by, but I was saying that one can observe that they are, they do have their own volition, which is coming from a higher source. And the injunction is that one should engage one's senses in the service of the master of the senses. Sarvopati vinir muktam tat pratvena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. There's a way in which the bhakti process means to engage the senses fully in the service of the Lord. In fact, the primary verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which says that one should be free from jnana karma anavritam, jnana karma anavritam, anukulyena krishnanu shilanam. Anushilanam, the verb, the root of that is shil. Shil means two things. It means to contemplate, but it also means to actively engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses. And the example, the acharyas point to the example of the Goswamis of Vrindavan that engaged 24 hours a day in activities that involved the senses. And they were very regulated about it. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nati Bikalavasani Krito. They counted how much they were engaged in devotional service. And so the prescription is that one, although one's observation is that I'm not the body, still it's an instrument to be used in the service of Krishna. And we can engage it in that way. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. I have a reflection in the story of King Yayatiya. There is a very unique situation in which he exhausted his senses in sense gratification, while we also at the same time we've been reading that sense gratification is condemned. And that's mostly the situation of the conditioned souls nowadays. Many people who have a little inclination about spirituality or religion, they leave it up to the end. They don't want it now. I'll do it later when I get older. So the point that I was trying to make is that in the case of King Jayati, because, you know, he is a king in the very culture, he was familiar with brahmanas, with great sages, and he knew about Krishna, he got that mercy. But the conditioned souls don't know anything about it. It's totally the opposite. Because at one point he realizes, okay, enough. But a conditioned soul nowadays, sense gratification will send him to the lower species of life. So that was the analogy. analyses as well I was making. One is exhausting his senses to the max, a very unique, particular story, but it doesn't work for any other person who's not familiar with Vedic knowledge.
Well, then we better make him familiar with Vedic knowledge. I mean, in fact, there's a way in which the Bhagavatam does say in one place that the senses, just by as if, and when you put too much fuel on the fire, if you put too much ghee, then the flame will go out. Although we don't advocate that so much. We advocate the process of regulating the senses, and so does Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishan indriyaish charan atma vashera vidyatma prasadam arigachati, that one should learn to control the senses and thus attain the mercy of the Lord. One should learn to control the tongue. Atashi Krishna namadi nabhaved grayam indre seva mukhi jivado swayam eva spratyada. If you begin by controlling your tongue in spiritual life, you'll come to the perfect stage. But in the age of Kali Yuga, we have a situation where, especially in the West, or anywhere really for that matter, people are in need of association, they're in need of coming in contact with spiritual knowledge and having good association and so forth. And that's the purpose of the International Site for Krishna Consciousness, is to provide an outlet through which people can come in contact with this knowledge and hear Bhagavatam, hear the Bhagavad Gita, and associate with devotees, and then gradually, step by step, pramanais tat saracharais tarabhyasair narantaram bodhayanatmanatmanam bhaktimapyutamam labhet. The Brahma Samhita says, by slow degrees, one can become cured of this dread disease of the heart, lust, and actually come to the point. Pramanais, how? By evidence from the scripture. Pramanais, tatsaracharais, and by learning good behavior, by practicing good behavior in association with devotees, and abhyas, by a lot of practice. And so we see the general course most people take is they engage, they're in ignorance, but then when they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, they can, by increments, become purified over a lifetime. If one dedicates oneself to the process of Krishna consciousness, as is prescribed by the nectar of instruction, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada, then one can, through the different phases of one's life, come to the perfect stage of life. Generally, this this sudden enlightenment or coming to the point means that one has some previous contact with devotional service, even a jamil, had some previous engagement in devotional service and then came to the point. So wherever one can start, Prabhupada says in the end of the third chapter of the Gita, even if one's a late comer to the process of Krishna consciousness, still one can become successful in conquering lust. That's the section where Arjuna says, What's the cause of me being overwhelmed all the time? And Krishna says it's kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna samudbhava. It's caused by association with the modes of material nature. But he says it can be overcome. Stand up and fight. You can do it. That's the point of the Vedanta Sutra, saying it's possible. And especially with the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this very practical system of self-realization through which one can be always in contact with the holy name. One of the points made here, Savas, you have a point? Okay. One of the points made here, which I'll come back to right now in the purport, is that by hearing, one becomes purified. So Prabhupada quotes the verse, Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, that Krishna is within the heart. And when he notices a living entity is hearing or chanting about him, then he becomes enlivened. Krishna's enlivened by hearing that. In fact, he won't leave the heart of somebody who chants the holy name. I'll read you a verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam in that indicates that. And this verse is, let me see, what is the number? 11.255, for those of you who are keeping score at home. 11.255. This verse comes up in the conversation between Maharaj Nimi and the Navayogendras. And when you hear this verse, your hair will stand on end, and you become so enlivened that you'll want to continually hear and chant and teach others the process of hearing and chanting. Does that sound good? Okay, and if that doesn't, then cover your ears, because I'm going to read it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call upon Him by speaking His holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their hearts. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up the heart of such a devotee. One who has thus captured the Supreme Lord within his heart is to be known as Bhagavat Pradhana, the most exalted devotee of the Lord. Is your hair standing on end? It looks like it. So Krishna is very merciful. And especially if one hears Bhagavatam, this is mentioned, Takshanat, very quickly, in the second verse of the Bhagavatam, which, by the way, is a verse we used to sell Bhagavatams to people. You hand them a Bhagavatam and say, this book completely rejects all religious activities that are materially motivated. It propounds the highest truth, which is reality, distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Srila Vyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. As soon as one submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, he becomes attached to the Supreme Lord who is within his heart. So that verse, Dharma Projita Kaitavo Traparamo Nirmat Saranam Satam Vejam Vasavam Atra Shivram Tapa Trayun Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Krite Kimva Prayerishvaraha Sadya Hridyavarudyate Avarudyate. When one hears the Bhagavatam, Krishna won't leave. This is how powerful the sound vibration is. I said in the beginning, it has to come from outside the closed system in the material world. This Bhagavatam, Krishna Swadhamo Pagate Dharma Ganadi Bisaha. It's an incarnation of Krishna. It's the incarnation of Krishna who's appeared in the Kali Yuga. And if somebody hears Bhagavatam, then Krishna within their heart won't leave them. It's really true when we tell people to take a set of Bhagavatams, how it'll change their life. Right, Sarv? Yeah. You take a set of Bhagavatams, put it in your house, and your whole house changes. I was offering Bhagavatam sets in Washington, D.C. several years ago. Because if you offer Bhagavatam sets, then the natural result is people just take them. And I was telling people that it was at a Sunday program, that if you take the Bhagavatam and you put it in your house, then it'll have an auspicious effect on your whole family, especially the kids. They'll grow up with the Bhagavatam in their house. And just after the class, one young man came up to me. He was about 20 years old. And he said, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you about my life and what happened to me. He said, I grew up in a devotee family. And the Bhagavatam set was just outside the door of my room. And I used to see the first canto, the cover, every day when I'd come in and out of my room. I never took much interest in it. And he said, at some point, when I became a teenager, I completely gave up any connection with Krishna consciousness. He said, I became very, very bad. And he said, I became addicted to heavy drugs. And in the process of his drug taking, he said, he had a near-death experience. He overdosed on drugs. And he said, in that death state, near-death state, he had a vision of the cover of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I had met this young man before. He was traveling around with the Ratha Yatra, and I was saying how sincere this young person is. So now I met him again In fact, it was on the same tour because they were going through town, the Rath Yatra crew. And he came up to me and he said, I'll tell you the story. So he said, in that drug-induced near-death experience, I saw the cover of the Bhagavatam. And he said, then I came back to life. And he said, after that, I knew I had to dedicate my life to Krishna consciousness. And he became a very sincere follower of the process of Krishna consciousness. And even as a young man, he made a comeback. And there's another story. So that's about the Bhagavatam itself. And then there's another devotee who is the son of devotees who grew up in Krishna consciousness, but then went off to high school and became estranged from the process of Krishna consciousness. In fact, he changed his name. And I will also do the same to protect the innocent. He's a very exalted person and doing very well in Krishna consciousness. But he told me he went off to high school. He changed his name because it was embarrassing. But then somehow or other there was a mix-up at school. And when the teachers were reading the roll, somebody had given his originally given devotee name. So they were calling the roll first day of school, one of the classes, and they called his name, and he didn't say anything. He called the name again, and finally kind of sheepishly raised his hand, and they said, okay. And then some of his classmates came around and said, what's that? That's your name? Who calls you that? And then he admitted, well, you know, my mom and dad, you know, they gave me that name. And they said, that's a cool name. Can we call you that? So they started calling him by his devotee name. And then gradually people started asking him questions about it. And they wanted to know more. But so he found himself outside the classes, teaching people about Krishna consciousness and so forth. And then gradually he completely came back. And then he said, I realized how Krishna's name followed me and saved me from the material world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said a similar thing at the end of his Sharanagati. He says, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he describes the state of rapture that he's in just by chanting. And then he says that ultimately the holy name comes and takes me by the hand personally and leads me back to Goloka Vrindavan and introduces me to Krishna and my original relationship. So at the end of this purport, Prabhupada is saying that one comes to from the process of hearing Bhagavatam and chanting the holy name of the Lord cleanses the heart, and as soon as one's freed from all the dirt of material contamination, as Maharaj Yati was, one's original position as an associate of the Lord is revealed. This is called Swarup Siddhi or personal perfection. So this is mentioned over and over again in the Bhagavatam as the assured path for going back to Godhead. If in any situation of life one sticks to the process of hearing Bhagavatam regularly and also chanting the holy name without stoppage, then it's guaranteed that one will go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna will personally arrange for it, and he also won't leave your life. So that's the system through which we can attain perfection. And by the way, in the process of hearing and chanting, especially say from all of Prabhupada's books, there's a way in which we should count how much we're reading every day so that we know when we're going to finish. If you come and meet somebody somewhere who has a bead bag but no counter beads, what do you think? So not serious, right? You might think like maybe this person's like an undercover agent here or something. They don't know what's going on. They don't have any counter beads. So in the same way, if someone wakes you up at 1 a.m, unless that's the time you get up, and says, on what date are you going to finish reading the Srimad Bhagavatam this year or any year? Would you be able to say? But I suggest there's a way in which the Goswamis counted everything, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananati B. So in a similar way, for the Bhagavatam, you can calculate how many pages you have to read every day in order to finish it within a particular amount of time. Did you know that if you read just 8 pages of the Bhagavatam a day, you will finish the entire 12 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam within 5 years? And you're going to be 5 years older in 5 years anyway. It's shocking how fast it goes by. Right, Savas? I mean, I just saw Manmohini's kids. We helped them. You know, we had some little party at our house for them when they were just going into, one of them went to Stanford, one of them went to San Francisco State. And then someone just told me a couple days ago, not Manmohini's, Manmohini's grandkids, Nimai's kids, that they're seniors. And I said, that's impossible. That's 4 years of school. And then I was reminded that 4 years went by. If I was reading 8 pages a day of the Bhagavatam during that period that went by like that, then I would have almost been finished with the whole Bhagavatam. And also, did you know if you read 41 pages of Bhagavatam a day, which takes an average of an hour and 7 minutes a day, to read 41 pages of the Bhagavatam, you will complete the entire 12 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam within, drum roll please, 1 year only. And I've seen it. Actually, you finish within a few days, under a year, if you read 41 pages a day. And how many hours in a day do we have, approximately, all of us? 24, right? So if you could just use one... Thank you, Magendra. We had to call in an attorney for that. If you just spend 1 hour and 7 minutes a day to read the Bhagavatam, you'll finish 41 pages a day, and you'll finish the whole Bhagavatam. What effect will that have? Listen to what this verse is saying. This is the process for self-realization. Sometimes people say, well, I don't feel very much, I'm making very much advancement. Well, read the Bhagavatam more. And the other secret is, chant better rounds. The better your rounds are, the better your life is. Period. Om Tat Sat. Vanchakalpadrubhascha kripasanabhavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande haribo.